Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Don Allen Rico, and this is Business Kids Academy. Welcome to our 30-minute Kids Entrepreneurial Educational Call this morning. And today we're going to continue talking about Babes for Business. And it's about helping kids understand, actually helping parents understand why they should be teaching business to their kids. We're going to be talking about a history of herding sheeple this morning. Sheeple are people who kind of like sheep in their actions. They're content to follow the leader no matter where they're taken. Today, there are many sheeple. People are content to follow anyone regardless of history, consequences in the future, or what the outcome might be. Now, I'm sure you've probably heard the word sheeple before. Those are the people who tend to follow majority in matters of opinion, taste, etc. You know, it seems to me when I was a lot younger, you had to think about what you were going to do. But now it's something that people do on a basis of, you know, I don't get it. I just don't get where they're, make the decisions that they make and follow the people they follow. We have elections coming up, and I watch some of the people, the candidates that are running, and you go, you know, this person's platform in the past history, in history such as Russia and Venezuela and Hitler, you go, gosh, that didn't work out very well for them. So why is it going to work out for us now? And they just simply don't think about it. And so I want to kind of, you know, I think we're getting to a point today where people just follow things, and I'm not sure why. I just don't understand why. Years ago, and I'm talking about 200 years ago, before the Industrial Revolution, a person would have a trade. An individual would be a farmer or a woodworker or whatever. And they would teach that trade to the following generation. Kids would come up and they would learn that. But probably in the 1800s, when the Industrial Revolution came around, there was a huge need for workers or employees in the factories. And the school systems, instead of teaching reading and writing and arithmetic, began to teach or train kids how to be workers. And that's gone on for about 200 years. Most kids, thus, are not taught how to be the employer. Now, this can be seen throughout our entire society. Everything's geared toward getting a good job. And in fact, it used to be get a job, stay with them for 40 years, get your retirement, and that was what you did. And, you know, it's not always a good thing to herd people, or sheeple as we are distinguishing them here, into the lowest form of occupation. And now the lowest form of occupation, I mean, is the category of an employee. Now, granted, we will have a large percentage of, there's a need for employees. I'm not saying that there isn't, but we try to teach to parents, first of all, and then hopefully parents are able to teach their kids that becoming an employee has a ceiling to it. And let me, if you haven't listened to any of the thing I, any of the shows that I teach, usually on Monday and Wednesday, I teach, it's Get On Cue and Get On Cue Now, Tips for Accomplishment. And I teach a concept called Concept On Cue. And that has a model in it, and it greatly facilitates learning. So if you're interested in learning about Concept Cue, I would suggest you can go to getonqnow.com, and you can listen to the shows. I believe there's a download book there. At least it should be. If not, I'll have to get it there. And it teaches the concept in a concise way. And that's what we teach in Business Kids Academy. We use Concept On Cue for that. And so just in a nutshell, the Concept On Cue is a comprehensive system to identify like elements by associating them with items of similar characteristics. In doing so, you can determine predictable outcomes as well as finding solutions of just about anything, because it's very extensive. Now, in a relationship to a work environment, there are basically four categories a person can be grouped into, and the employer is on the one extreme, the employee is on the other. So on a well-defined cue chart, you can see the characteristics placed and recognized important differences that are in both categories. It's these characteristics and traits that distinguish the people within the quarter. So if you can understand the characteristics of an employee, you can see how herding people into the employee quadrant is dangerous to a free society. And understanding the model is important to fully appreciate the application of what it is that we teach at Business Kids Academy. So if you haven't heard it before, I suggest getting a copy of Get On Cue. You can find that at www.getonqnow.com. And anyway, we talk about that in the cue chart that's there. And the cue chart is just, if you take a circle and divide it into four quarters, a line from like a clock, you have your clock goes, a line would go from 12 down to 6 and from 9 over to 3 o'clock, and that gives you the four quarters. So the first one in a clockwise direction, that's from 12 to 3, that's the employee. And the second one from 3 to 6 o'clock, that's a self-employed person. And then Q3 is the investor. That's from the quarter that goes from 6 to 9. And then from 9 back to 12 in quarter 4, that's the business owner. This is really, really, really important, the quarters that are there. I myself have, I reject being an employee when somebody tells me to become an employee or go get a job. That's like swear words to me. And you want to swear at me, just tell me that, and I'll stop listening to you. The next one is self-employed, which I guess I have been a self-employed individual for as long as I can remember. And then Q3 is the investor. And the investor, I suppose to me, has been one that is, it's been a little bit intimidating because I didn't know as much as I probably should have. I could tell you about it, but doing it was a different thing. And in that, recently I've been working to understand becoming an investor. And that's what it's getting exciting because it really falls into place. You've got to have money or understand how to use other people's money. And this is why this quadrant actually comes before business owner, is as you get a business, you've got to be able to finance it, have the cash flow, and keep it going. In the list of characteristics, I wanted to kind of go over those in Q1. And this is the employee. And this is why I say it is so important not to head and herd sheeple into this quadrant. If on one end of it, we've got communism. Communism, as we've seen in other societies, just does not work. Why? Because it takes away the free agency of the individual. In other words, they don't have a say in anything. They're just simply told what to do. That's kind of like an employee now, isn't that? Also, it's slavery. Slavery is in this quarter. Why is that? Because it's debt bondage, indenture, servitude. And that's a lot of things that you think about that. What is pushed in our community? I mean, in our society today is debt. You know, get in debt. You know, get it now. Have this. Have all the things you want. And how do you do it? You buy credit. And so you look at credit scores. And credit scores are very important to being able to pay things on a 30-day basis and, you know, them on, you know, on a monthly basis. And that employee mindset, you make this much, you can spend that much. And to get it, you just need to trade a little bit of your future income or that debt bondage. And there you go. So an employee is one who trades time for money. That's their job. And they need, and they also, they are looking for equality or entitlement. And we find that in the recent years. In fact, I read an article, I think it was New York Times, that says that welfare is the new work of, it's the new work. People work to get on welfare and allow people to let the state take care of their situation. And the other day, I read an article that actually Senator Thane, and we'll be interviewing him tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio. You can find that under Stephen Thane, blogtalkradio.com/Stephen Thane, T-H-A-Y-N. But we always talk about the, you know, the entitlements, the things that individuals are looking for. And somebody the other day just simply said, "Oh, you're against that. You're against the worker and you know the worker when he goes, you know, that they can have anything, that the state will help pay things." And well, yeah, I mean, so am I, and so should you be, that we are individuals who are paying their way. They shouldn't have to pay somebody else's way also. And that's what happens when a person gets into trapped in poverty. It's hard to get out, because then you become dependent and there's just no way out. So, and that comes for the, like I say, the need for equality or that entitlement. And another thing is no say in the operation of business. You don't have that. So these are the characteristics of, you know, the employee and the slavery. Another interesting characteristic is the lack of money. And so because of the lack of money, of course, you look to get credit that allows you to buy things that you can't get otherwise. You want the lottery or easy money. The other thing they have is a need for security. They want to make sure that everything's taken care of. That security is very important. We find a lot of disorder or lack of personal control, and this also happens because of the lack of talent and ignorance to how systems work. So when you push people into that quarter, that there becomes a lot of problems because of everything that's going on. All right. If you happen to be listening, you can call in. It's 914-219-0891. Would love to have any questions that we can try to get them answered for you. Now, the thing about quarter one is the more people who are driven or allowed to go in quarter one, the less free a society becomes. Freedom is in Q4. That's a characteristic of Q4. And the slavery or lack of freedom is a Q1 characteristic. And so the more people you put in there, the less free a society becomes, the more control that's placed upon them. Freedom always has a price, and that price must be paid one way or another, whether it is by the sacrifice or the loss of freedom because of the unwillingness to pay for it. And if you continue to overlay additional characteristics on this chart, you see the things. You see what things are related when freedom is taken away. That's like we were talking about. Take note of the things that are in quarter one as we've talked about them. How the more people in there, it benefits a few select people, including any government. If you get the large majority into that quarter labeled employee. Now, I don't want you to get me wrong and understand that I'm not saying that being an employee is a bad thing. It's just the opposite. You know, being an employee is just the beginning, and you've got to learn how to be a good employee to be a good boss. And just as you know, being an employee should not be the end goal, nor should it be the only way to survive in this world. You should be able to learn something and then move on to where you can take care of your own self. More responsibility. So here's a question: is what do you get when you have just a few individuals who rule and the rest are put in and kept in a working class? What do you have? That's communism. The idea of communism is a system of social organization based on the holding of all property in common, and actual ownership is being ascribed to the community as a whole or to the state. For everyone to have things in common, you have to create a state of being of totally equal, where every individual would have no desire to become better or want to be different than anyone else. And the problem with this is that everyone is different. No matter how hard you try to make everyone the same, human nature dictates that where you have two individuals, one will be more intelligent than the other, and one will be more ambitious than the other. When you bring in another individual, he or she will not be the same as the other two. Now, that's just the law of nature. So if you look at the Q1 characteristics of an employee or the people going into that quarter, the idea of herding as many people into the quarter as possible is nothing more to gain control of everyone who stays in this situation. So you've got to take away their ability to resist, to fight, to aspire, to control, and, you know, terms that describe anyone who's against the creation of such an equal state. Those are enemies of the labor, enemies of the people, a class enemy. Well, of course, you know, you if you don't want that situation where everyone is equal, then you become the enemy of what's going on. Now, you know, the purpose of this call is not to criticize or run down the employee. It is, in fact, written to provide inspiration. Or, you know, I talk about it because I want that inspiration or motivation to move up and better the situation that a person finds themselves in. You know, being an employee is just a starting place, not meant to be the end objective, rather a stepping stone, a way to gain essential experience. Now, a government should never try to make its people comfortable in the position of the laborer, and much less try to drive its citizens toward that end. We find that happening, and that is why, you know, to be productive into where you can get yourself out of poverty, out of that situation, that is a big difference between a government giveaway and an individual trying to help people through poverty, or charity organizations helping people out of the situation that they find themselves in. You know, if you want to get entrapped into that situation where you can't find yourself, getting out of that, you know, you have to sell the idea of a downgrade, and you have to make it look appealing as possible, even pay people to want to be there. And so you look at society today, how many programs and benefits are there to downgrade the condition of individuals and bring them into a worse situation than they could be before? So if they would apply themselves properly, there'd be no need for such programs. So we find that we're in a situation today that it is very dangerous, and it is dangerous for people who are talking about it. In fact, yesterday we were talking about this, and there is a candidate. Well, she's running for governor in the state of Idaho. You can figure out who she is. But she's talking about hers is the party of love. You know, and it makes you think about the 60s. Love, peace, my hair is full of grease. And, you know, it sounds funny, but it really isn't. Because you think about an individual says, well, if you don't love your neighbor and aren't willing to give me control of your money so that I can help take care of your neighbor, you're an individual full of hate. And you think about that is the way you herd people into a bad situation. Make them feel guilty for not allowing you to take your money, to give it to somebody else, to create a state. I want to, you know, give a plug for Senator Thane, because he spent a lot of time, and I help him with his, you know, as a publisher, that's one of the things that we do. If you're interested in this topic, and what can happen to a society by going down that path, he has written a book called Road to Venezuela, and you can pick up a free copy of the book by simply going to www.roadtovenezuela.com. That's www.roadtovenezuela.com. Pick up a copy and see what happens when a society drives their, I mean, it's history. That's what happened in Venezuela. People are trying to escape that problem. We don't want to find ourselves in it. Why would anything like that, you know, history, don't repeat history that creates a bad problem. So that is why we need entrepreneurs. An entrepreneur, that's the step out of the employee class. That's working for yourself, understanding and accepting responsibility. These are certain principles that need to be taught to children, not just simply to get a job and be happy and content and stay there. It's to help individuals, or help children, understand. Let them use their ingenuity. Let them use their brains. Let them use their desire to become unequal from other people, and do it in a good way. That's important. And that's what Business for Babes is all about. That's what Business Kids Academy, that's what we're talking. In the Business Kids Academy, we simply state that the adult who emerges from what is taught to him or her as a child, and we must change the next generation of, you know, in order to change that next generation of adults, we must start by changing what our current adults are teaching our children. So are we teaching them to be employees, which that's what's being taught in public school systems? It has been for the last 200 years. Or are we teaching them to be entrepreneurs? And that's why in Business Kids Academy that we're trying to teach some of the very basic principles of getting out of a system that traps you. All right. Hey, this has been a good morning. I hope that if you have the opportunity to listen live, that you will give a call in. Write this number down. It's 914-219-0891. Give us a call. Give us a question. And shortly, we're going to have a guest who will be with us, Bob Corman. He has made his way through life, has some great things. He's the author of The 5 E's of Business Success, and very important. And we'd like to talk about what it is, what it takes to become a business owner. In the meantime, check out www.sabermountain.com/Business Kids Academy. And then you can get into this entrepreneur mode as well. I appreciate the time that you take to listen to this. Thanks for being with me this morning or on the recorded call. This is Don Allen Rico with Business Kids Academy. And I look forward to you calling in next week. So appreciate the time that you've taken today. Thank you. Business Kids Academy is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2018, Sabre Mountain Incorporated, all rights reserved.